This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Free agency, hot and heavy trades galore. Daniel Jones, as we talked about going into the top of the hour, 1 year deal with the Colts could be worth up to $17.7 million. Ravens obviously not playing in that one with this dude, but they have made a move, but watched others leave the nest. And here to talk about that from USA Today, the Ravens Wires on the Window Nation guest hotline, Kevin Allstreicher. Kevin, good morning. What's up?
What's going on, guys? Yeah, you know, free agency always has those crazy moves that happen, but it just felt like yesterday it was going every couple minutes there was something else that was going on. So I think that for the Ravens, while they didn't make a move themselves, they lost some guys. I think they might have won free agency that day without even moving a finger because of all the overpays we saw, particularly on the offensive line.
And I was going to ask you about, well, the Ravens anyway, keeping Stanley good. We're Siskel and Ebert thumbs up on that one, I think, across the board. But of those who left yesterday, nothing's going to change their expectations for being one of the favorites to win the Super Bowl. But who could they have, you know, maybe kept around and would have still been an asset to the team?
I think when it comes to, if you factor in everything, I mean, it felt pretty likely that Patrick McCary and Brandon Stevens both were going to go, especially, again, as that offensive line market developed over the course of the day yesterday. But I think that they're definitely going to miss McCary's versatility as an offensive lineman. I know that, you know, for him as a starter, there were a lot of ups and downs last season, but him being able to play all five positions, you know, it's rare to find guys that can do that at the level that he did for Baltimore since being an undrafted guy for them in 2019. Obviously, I think you look at both inside linebackers too, where I almost predicted that they were going to sign at least one of those two guys, but both of them leave for other opportunities. So again, you look at some of the money these guys got. McCary got $37.5 million up to 39. Brandon Stevens got 36 over 3 years. With Ronnie Stanley coming back, felt pretty unlikely that they were going to be able to match those dollar amounts. If they had taken less money, then that might have been a different conversation. But we've seen a lot of these contracts come in for a lot of different players. A lot, even McCary and Stevens, for example, those guys are at least a little more proven than some of the guys that maybe even got $45 million or $50 million. So money's being thrown around left and right here, but I think if there was one guy that the Ravens might miss the most here, I think even if the Ravens upgraded that left guard position, which I think that they will and they should, I think McCary's versatility is definitely going to be missed.
Hey, Kevin, I tell you who was happy probably last night was Eric DaCosta. He's probably saying he probably put the formula in there and everything, compensatory picks.
Oh, man, you're talking fourth rounders, fifth rounders, seventh rounders. You know, that's music to his ears. You know, he was doing a little dance in the living room last night when you were talking about he can get those picks. So, yeah, and that's the thing, too, where I think when you talk about Baltimore's free agency approach and just kind of how they might go about signing guys this offseason. Again, the Ravens don't like to dive headfirst into day one of free agency. We know that, but they like to let the market develop. And with that, you know, comes some of their guys leaving on day one. We know that teams like signing Ravens free agents because of, you know, what they bring to the table. But now you have an opportunity. There were a lot of guys that were cut, released over the course of the final couple days before free agency started. And so I could really see Baltimore trying to go after some of those guys. You know, could a player like a Cooper Kupp be a wide receiver three for them? The Rams didn't find a trade partner there. A lot of other guys have signed too, but you know, Baltimore, their formula is as many swings as they can get in that draft. They're going to want them because of how, especially with Lamar and all the other big contracts that they have, it's really important to hit not only on your first round draft pick, but on all the other rounds after that, mid round picks, late round picks. So, and any draft pick Garrett DaCosta can get, he's going to get it. Now maybe the one that he's looking at is Deontay Johnson going to get a deal that formulates into that formula too, based off them re-signing him? I'm saying no too, but any little advantage DaCosta can get, he's going to take it. So you know that he was happy about yesterday.
You hearing anything on Ricard?
I don't know if Ricard, I mean, it seemed like a no-brainer, you know, even a day ago, but then I think Kyle Juszczyk being released threw a little wrench into that. Now, I don't think Juszczyk will come to Baltimore. I know there have been rumblings about how he viewed his time with the team and, you know, why he ended up going to San Francisco in the first place, but I would still assume Patrick Ricard does come back. I know that Ricard's been very vocal in the past about his ability to, you know, that he's not just a fullback, to play multiple positions, him being an inline guy and, you know, can catch a pass out of the flat here and there. So he doesn't want to be paid like a traditional fullback. He wants to be paid a little bit more than that because of the versatility that he has. So maybe there's just some back and forth negotiation. I know when Todd Monken came in a couple of years ago, there was a lot of questions about, well, what is Ricard's role in this offense, this new offense going to be? And really, he hasn't missed a step. So I would still say the Ravens bring back Ricard. I think he's super valuable. There are a couple of players in this draft that, you know, even if you want to go undrafted, the Ravens could try to bring in to, you know, maybe even just be a backup to Ricard. And a couple guys, even like a guy that can play defense and offense like Ricard did come into the NFL. But I'd say that the Ravens and Ricard probably agree to a deal. That's still my prediction.
Yeah, and otherwise the Ravens do have a little, you know, like if Ricard wanted too much, I'm sure they could get Juszczyk. It's different offensive coordinators, pretty much different coaches, you know, other than Harbs. I don't know what the issues were with Juszczyk that you were talking about.
Yeah, I think that if you talk about, you know, how both players end up matching up with one another, kind of comparing the two, Ricard obviously is bigger than Juszczyk is, and you know he's more, a little more powerful, but Juszczyk, he can run routes out of the backfield. Mm-hmm. You can also line him up all over the place more so than you can with Ricard. So either way, if it is Juszczyk, if it is Ricard, both those guys fit the offense. It's a little different, but I still think that if it is Juszczyk over Ricard, and maybe the Ravens and 49ers just swap, or maybe one of those guys goes to Los Angeles with Jim Harbaugh and now Najee Harris over there now. So I don't know what that looks like, but I still think that it will be either one of those guys, and either one I'd be happy with. But I feel like right now, maybe the Ravens still lean Ricard, but you're exactly right, where if he starts asking for too much money and he's not coming down on that price, then they can say, hey, okay, now we need to pivot, and there is a really good pivot option now available on the board.
Now, for the draft, do you see, because of the addition of Metcalf and Pittsburgh and stuff, is it more important now to get that big safety at 27 possibly?
I think that within the first, I'd say probably 2 days of the draft, they're probably going to address that position. And if you talk about round one, where if a guy like Malachi Starks falls, I know people are talking about Nicky Minwori from South Carolina, you can make that pick. And I feel more than comfortable with that, especially because, you know, with Ardarius Washington, who they're still trying to figure things out with. Yes, Ardarius is an awesome player, but I feel like, you know, the more depth you can have there, the better. And again, no one really predicted what happened with Marcus Williams this year was going to happen with Marcus Williams. So you need somebody, and whether that is a rangy guy or someone you can put in the box a little bit more as well. Moving Kyle Hamilton around is his defense's biggest key. He played on the back end last season. He had a really good year despite all the scrambling that happened. But even if it's a guy like Xavier Watts, who's a fellow Notre Dame guy, maybe you pair up some Notre Dame guys together in Hamilton and Xavier Watts. You have options on the first couple of days that I think could really help out. I think with them re-signing Ronnie Stanley, they now have that flexibility again, where they're not a team that's going to reach for a guy at a position just because they need one. If you look back to last year's draft for examples of that, But now that Stanley's back on the books, you know, that need for a tackle, you don't need a guy to plug in at left tackle this season. You can look to a guard, look to a safety, look to a corner, and you're right, with DK Metcalf there, a big physical receiver, you know, you might need to add another guy in that secondary maybe a little earlier than you thought you did if you're Baltimore. So a lot of great prospects in this class, and I think while people might dismiss safety because Kyle Hamilton or Darius Washington are there, I think Baltimore might go with one early.
Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, the Ravens Wire. What's happening today? You know, I'm sure there's something you can figure out to write about, right?
Oh, yeah. There's a ton of free agency stuff we're diving into, obviously, as news breaks, whether it be Ravens going elsewhere, Ravens signing guys, or just big deals that impact the team in general. We'll be covering it all over there at the Ravens Wire.
Kevin, appreciate the time as always. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks so much. Always appreciate you having me.
Yep, Kevin Allstriker, USA Today. We'll come back. It's the Whip Around. What happened in the world of sports last night? A lot. Some historic stuff that we'll get into as well as it relates to Maryland basketball. You know, give it its march and stuff. And then we'll take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. We'll talk more about this free agency stuff that is rolling along. Yeah, Juszczyk, Ricard, Juszczyk.
The big difference I see, Bob, is kind of what Kevin said. Juszczyk maybe... Todd Monken may like that ability to be in the, you know, catch passes out of the backfield. He's not the 300-pounder that, you know, but you just got to be able to shield and get your body in position. I don't think it would be a bad option. And, you know, if Ricard wants a ton of money, see ya.
I remember that Christmas when the Ravens were playing the Steelers and Juszczyk scored a touchdown too soon.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport.
Every game.
Everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. I need a Tums. And I got him in the car, Nolan, and I'm going to go get one during the break. But we're not here to talk about my stomach issues. We're here to talk about what's happening in the world of sports on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Bob, Andy, Vinny Serrato. A quick draw, McGraw. Talked to Kevin Willard last hour. He seems pumped as Maryland's waiting for opponent to be determined in the Big Ten tournament. That starts tomorrow, by the way, with a triple header. Terps get the double bye as they have earned it as the number two seed. And we'll keep breaking that down throughout the course of the week. As a matter of fact, Frank Burleson talks not only Big Ten, but the entirety of this week and what that could mean for next week when we're full on March Madness mode. But we mentioned this earlier. Towson, they lose to Delaware 82-72. Pat Scarry, great regular season, best record ever for the Tigers in the CAA. Don't even make it to the finals. Lose to the 12 seed. So what does this mean for their postseason champions or chances? I mean, I can't even keep up. NIT's not what it used to be. And we talked about the expansion maybe of the NCAA tournament. So if you go 17-2 in your league, you get rewarded for it. But, you know, I don't make the rules, man. I just try to follow them the best I can. Speaking of Delaware, they get UNC Wilmington, who won last night, holding off Charleston 68-67. UNC Wilmington, my buddy Brian Rousham's alma mater there. Let's see. Troy, they clinch an automatic berth as they win at 94-81 of Arkansas State. That's Sun Belt. Wofford beat Furman 92-85. The SoCon Championship. And tonight we talked about it. St. Mary's ranked 19. They take on Gonzaga and the West Coast Conference Finals. Gonzaga might be moving to the Big 12, minus a football team, too.
Wow, that's a lot of flying there.
Yeah, but, you know, hey, Maryland Wrestling, have fun in Seattle for that wrestling tournament. But Gonzaga beat San Francisco, we said this earlier, 33 straight times. How do you be, you get blind squirrel? 33 straight, I believe I saw that on ESPN this morning. But anyway, that's their problem. NBA last night, it was Toronto 109-104 over the Wiz. A.J. Lawson, 32 points, 12 rebounds in the win for the Raptors. Bob Carrington had 5 points, 4 boards, and 5 assists there. Charlotte beat Miami 105-102. Bridges had 35 for the Hornets. Heywood Highsmith, 7-4-2 for the Heat. Chicago beat Indy 121-103. Josh Giddey's been outstanding since the trade deadline. You know, because, you know, DeRozan's gone, or DeRozan's been gone, but Zach LaVine, you know, he's got more ball handling responsibilities. 29-10-4. Kevin Huerter at 13. Former Terp for the Bulls. Sticks, DNP, coach's decision. Houston 97-84 over Orlando. Jabari Smith had 20 for the Rockets. Cam Whitmore, Baltimore had a rebound there. It was Memphis 120-118 over Phoenix. Ja Morant at 29-4-12. Santi Aldama did not play, dealing with some injuries. Damian Lee did not play, coach's decision for the Suns. Calvert Hall, Santi from Loyola. Denver, high scoring game over Oklahoma City, 140-127. The Joker at 35-18-8. Aaron Wiggins for the Terps, well, formerly Terp, at 8-4-1 for the Thunder. In the NHL tonight, Capitals out west, 10 o'clock puck drop against the Ducks. Washington 42-14-8. Ducks right now 6 out of the last wild card in the West. But Ovi, 9 behind Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah, and Ovi's been scoring a lot lately. The only thing is, Bob, tonight I may get a period in. Maybe.
10 o'clock?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But, you know, the Capitals still, not only is Ovi chasing Wayne Gretzky, they're trying to make sure they're the number one seed in the East here.
Yeah, so. No doubt. No, they're playing great hockey. And what, you know, you hear NHL people talk about is, you know, how will they be in the playoff? You know, I mean, they've been awesome during the regular season. Can they match that in the playoffs? Because they won 4 in a row. I mean, they had lost 3 in a row. They won 4 in a row. So they have not lost a lot of games consecutively throughout the whole season. And the other thing is, pretty much, knock on wood, they've been pretty much healthy. And their goalies have been outstanding.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Whip around here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Hey, whoops, my bad scenario. Toronto Wizards, Emmanuel Quickley, 15 points, 6 boards, 6 assists for the Raptors, Baltimore zone. So, sorry about that, IQ. All right, this day in sports history, it's mainly Maryland hoops, real quick, 1988. ACC tournament, first round, Greensboro. Terps beat Georgia Tech, ranked number 18, 84-67. Keith Gatlin, who coached Aaron Wiggins in high school, had 25. Derek Lewis had 17. Let's see here. Tony Massenburg had 16. Brian Williams became Bison Daylight, 12 points, 9 boards. As Maryland with the win, clinched their berth to the NCAA tournament less than 2 years after the death of Len Bias. But congratulations to Maryland on that one, because nobody saw that one coming for sure. 1999, first round of the NCAA tournament, Orlando, fifth ranked and number 2 seeded Maryland, beat Valpo 82-60. Laurent Prophet, Terrence Morris, 18 apiece. Stevie Franchise had 15 for the Terps, who would make it to the Sweet 16 that year. And speaking of Len Bias, on this day, 41 years ago, it's March 11th, Greensboro, North Carolina. Number 14 Terps did something that Lefty had never done before.
6 points, Tommy Emiger. That's going to do it. This game just came to an end. And Maryland has won the 1984 ACC Championship with a 74-62 win over Duke. Let's just watch the Terps celebrate.
That's ACC on the call there. 74-62. Len Bias had 26 points on his way to being named MVP of the tournament. Big Ben Coleman, 14 points, 9 boards. Adrian Branch had 12 as Maryland won the ACC championship for the only time during Lefty's tenure as the head coach. Lefty said, if I win that thing, I'm putting that trophy on the cover of my car. I don't think he ever did, but Lefty, of course, was a Duke grad, so made it even sweeter given all of those heartbreaking close losses that they had suffered in years prior. We'll come back, take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Funhouse, Nolan McGraw. News from the Nest coming up top of the hour. Count some dough, hopefully. 12:15 with buy or sell. We'll talk Orioles. Jacob Calvin Meyer, Baltimore Sun. He's down to Florida. Orioles taking on the Yankees. Games on Mass. And I got that lineup for you, by the way. Coming up top of the hour, Ronnie Stanley stays, which I think outweighs all the defections.
No question. If there was one thing that they could do, re-sign Ronnie Stanley, and let's bring it back together again.
All right, before we get to the rest of the AFC North, which we will hear momentarily, Orioles lineup against the Yankees, Cedric Mullins, center field, Allie Rutschman, and his 1,200 OPS behind the plate. Nolan, Tyler O'Neill is back.
He's back over the weekend, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, he missed a couple of days. Just letting everybody know what time it is. Colton Cowser, your DH. Ryan Mountcastle, first base. Ramon Laureano, who Matt Weirich thinks is going to make the team. And we'll talk to Jacob Calvin-Meyer about that. Even though Mateo said he's trending towards being ready for opening day. But again, we'll wait till Jacob joins us. Baltimore Sun at 12:30. Laureano on left. Kobe Mayo's at third. V-Mail, a machine, is at second base. And Luis Vasquez is at shortstop. As it appears as though Gunnar Henderson's chances of playing on opening day with each passing day get slimmer and slimmer. Now, IL level opening day? I don't know. If he's not going to be ready, just IL him and give him a couple of days off.
Well, the thing about it is, Bob, I mean, with that injury, he can't swing a bat right now.
And did he get hurt tracking the pop-up, or was it running out the ground ball? Because he ran out the ground ball and just kind of left with the training staff of the Orioles. And quite frankly, I don't even think he's doing baseball stuff yet.
I would assume it was on the leap in the field because the injury is the intercostal, the muscles and the ribs there. So maybe the extension did. I don't know how running would impact your ribs.
Well, I don't have any muscles around anything anymore. But anyway, for the Albert Suarez on the hill. Let's see. Cano, CNL Perez, among others, expected the throw. Also for the Yankees, Austin Wells behind the plate. Aaron Judge, boy, you think there's a lot on his plate right now.
Oh,
hey, Cody Bellinger, welcome to New York with no pressure, replacing Juan Soto, and Stanton maybe out for the year. He's in center. Paul Goldschmidt, the DH. Jason Dominguez, their highly regarded prospect. Left field, Dominic Smith's at first base. Oswaldo Cabrera is at third. Peraza's the shortstop. Andrew Velasquez at second base. Clark Schmidt, one of the healthy starters for Aaron Boone. He is on the hill right there. So that's the Orioles-Yankees. Game starts at 1. We'll keep you up to date on the score in the last hour of this program. But before we get to the funhouse, before we get to your phone calls, and certainly before we get to news from the Nest, get back to the AFC North. First, Kenny Pickett gets traded for Dorian Thompson-Robinson. So backup quarterbacks, Cleveland's thought process is what? Bringing Kenny Pickett back to the division where he started with the Steelers.
I'm guessing that they're figuring that they may end up getting Kirk Cousins eventually here. Maybe not till June, but eventually I think they probably feel like that. And with Kevin and Cleveland, Pickett probably fits better. Play action pass is what he wants to do. Thompson Robinson, he fits better with the Jets because he's more similar to Fields. So it's probably, you know, I mean, look who was the best. You know, Jameis Winston was a non-move-around guy. Flacco had most success, non-move-around guy, play action pass, throw the ball. So Pickett's more like in their mold, and I think that fits Kevin Stefanski better.
Now, what are the Cincinnati Bengals doing here?
I don't know. I mean, effing up, I think. Probably when they see what Garrett and them, where the pass rush market is headed. You know, they're like, woofed. That's kind of out of their range. So they want to trade him and get picks. I'm guessing that nobody's given them what they wanted thus far. Otherwise, probably would have had a deal done. But Hendrickson wants to get paid. So, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, and Bob, their defense sucked last year. And Hendrickson, by far, 17 and a half sacks, by far their best player. You know, and they have hole after hole after hole on defense, and now they've got more, they're creating more holes on offense.
Wouldn't you think, and we're trying to, you know, think like a GM, which you were, and certainly an owner of a team who's kind of all,
which I wish I was.
Yeah, historically prudent or cheap are the Bengals, but you had a lot of momentum at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
You dug yourself a hole where you needed tons of help to get in, but they did their part by winning, what, 5 in a row? Some of them of the yep. dramatic fashion. When you want to kind of build on that, knowing that the Ravens, if anything, and we've talked about it, on paper, you know, there's still the draft, another wave of free agency to go. They're going to be maybe the most talented team on paper of the Lamar era here in Baltimore, and perhaps of the Harbaugh era. And I know they won a Super Bowl, and I've said it before, and I don't know if people agree with me, but the 2010-2011 teams I thought were better than the team that actually won
yeah.
the Super Bowl because old Joe Flacco got hot in the postseason. But on paper, the Ravens are going to be loaded. They're going to be one of the they already are one of the favorites to win the Super Bowl, so you're chasing. But you're not doing anything. At least the Ravens are kind of status quo and keeping a major piece in place.
I would have thought, Bob, that because you, what you talked about, you got momentum, fans are excited, and you said, what'd you say? We got to sign Chase. We got three guys we got to sign. Hendrickson, Higgins, and Chase. All right? Chase, I mean, and you want to talk about momentum. Continue the momentum. Get a deal done with Chase. You know, and now what momentum do they have? They franchised Higgins, which means he's here for a year. And your pass rusher, who you said you wanted to re-sign, he's going to be out the door. We want to trade him. And like you said, it's like Debbie Downer now with the Bengals. And it's like, where are they going? Because you trade you trade Hendrickson. Are you really going to get anything? Because why? Got to pay him a fortune. So you're not going to get anything. And with Higgins, you know, can you trade him? Yeah, you probably could. But then where are you?
Real quick, before we just assume Aaron Rodgers is going to Pittsburgh as we stay in the North, Mike Garafolo, NFL Network, says the Giants have had, air quotes, great conversations with Aaron Rodgers. Wouldn't that be wild? Goes from, stays in the stadium, just switches sides.
I know, but I mean, if I'm 40-whatever years old, Bob, and I don't have a lot of time left, I don't want to go through that crap again. You know, where my coach, he's coming in on the hot seat. The GM's coming in on a, it's identical situation as the Jets was. I mean, you got a good receiver. Okay. Your O-line sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, where's the hope?
Yeah. I think personally Rodgers is done.
Yeah.
He'll make a play here or there. He has not been great since his last MVP year when they got bounced by San Francisco in the playoffs. Because his last year in Green Bay, they missed the postseason. Then he got hurt on, what, first series, basically, with the Jets.
Yeah.
And he did play last year, but looked slow, looked old. I don't say that he was uninspired, but the team seemed uninspired. I don't know.
Yeah. It's
a lot of hope on a prayer.
And that's what the Giants are this year, too. They're, you know, I mean, they're going to be picked where, Bob? Last, and you know, I mean, they're going to be
by
picked,
far,
yeah, and they're going to be picked to be a top five pick again. And you know, I guess if you're the owner of the Giants, you're saying, "What's the worst thing that happened? We suck, and then we can get our quarterback the following year."
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fed. We'll come back. Funhouse, Nolan McGraw, news from the Nest, top of the hour. Talk more Ravens. Any concerns with the Ravens? I mean, the Bengals are doing nothing. Ravens re-signed Ronnie Stanley, which was huge. They lost some players yesterday, but nothing's going to change, I don't think, the fortunes of their team. Expected fortunes at 25. Let's count some Tuesday money, hopefully at 12:15. And we'll talk Orioles. Jacob Calvin-Meyer from the Baltimore Sun. Chances of Gunnar Henderson being in Toronto for opening day or what? Are we getting into crisis mode with Gunnar Henderson? Yankees banged up for sure. What are we looking at in American League East? Toronto, sleeper team, Boston, have they done enough? Tampa, I mean, they don't even have a stadium. They're playing in the Yankees minor league park. Watch them win 104 games or something crazy. Anyway, Nolan, what's happening over there? Quick draw, McGraw, everybody.
Doing pretty good. No more Brandon Stevens. I think everyone's breathing a sigh of relief here.
B. Steve?
Yes. Well, you could call him that now. He's not here anymore. Right. You know, just it's all friendly now, but first thing that popped into my mind is, all right, he's going to the Jets, and the Jets are on the Ravens' schedule next year.
Ooh.
So all of a sudden, visions of sugar plums dancing in my mind, the thought of two Ravens receivers, Rashad Bateman, maybe having a day against their old friend Brandon Stevens there. So we'll see where it falls on the schedule, but, you know, you mentioned it earlier, you pair him with Sauce Gardner, well, pretty obvious where you're going with the ball. You're not testing Sauce out at all. I know he tweeted out when the move went down and said, oh, this is great. Welcome to the team. And then a little, you know, self-pat on the back that everyone that's been my cornerback counterpart going back to college has always had great seasons. That's what Sauce said. So he's, you know, you come play with me. Everyone has a good, a great statistical season. We'll see what happens.
Was he that great, though, last year?
Sauce was bad. Sauce was not good last year.
Yeah, they were stirring the sauce.
Yeah, no doubt. I don't think that they were that much afraid to go after old Sauce Gardner.
And by the way, like we talked about McCary getting his money from Jacksonville. Hey, Stevens, congratulations.
No doubt. He got paid.
Man, good job. Go out there. You know, you're now facing the media scrutiny that is New York, which is 5 bazillion times worse than Baltimore.
The only thing that he has going for him, Bob, is his expectations for the Jets real low this year.
Yeah, they stink.
Yeah.
unless Justin Fields plays like a stud, and then maybe they're one of these. It's funny. Wouldn't that be the irony, though? I don't know the difference between irony, coincidence. We've already gone down this road, Nolan, many times before. That they, the last two seasons, Jets, Super Bowl, all the experts picking the Jets to win the Super Bowl. They did Bupkis, and all of a sudden Justin Fields comes in, and maybe they just shock the world.
Yeah.
You know, some crazy
things. You know what would be funny is basically if Rodgers goes to pit, all they did was swap quarterbacks.
Yeah. Unless he goes to the Giants, which would make no sense whatsoever. We have time for a funhouse trip? Let's do it.
We do.
Quick draws, funhouse. The rudeness, tuneness text reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
The this side of the Chesapeake.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
I like that quick straw.
105.7 The Fan.
First one here from Chris says the Steelers are the same after these recent changes. Offense for them hasn't been scary since Big Ben was there. Defense, though, a little more threatening. I guess the only thing you could say in their favor is that up until this past season, always seemed to have Lamar's number from a defensive standpoint.
I thought that the Ravens should have beat the Steelers all three times. I mean, Tucker missed kicks. They dropped balls. It was, to me, it wasn't ever close. I mean, I think the Ravens had over 400 yards each time. The Steelers never stopped them running the football. I mean, and then the Steelers got worse as the season went along against the run, and they just wore down. When your best defensive lineman's, what, going to be 36? They do have, they're getting more age on their, because Watt's getting older, Minka Fitzpatrick's getting older.
So Cam Hayward.
Yeah, that's older, the 36-year-old. Yeah.
So you just saying that reminded me, years ago, I think it was either Harbaugh or DaCosta, even Ozzie might have said it, you know, that we go into the offseason building our team around what it's going to take to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's what it was all about. The team that was always in your way for the division, even in the AFC playoff picture, we built our team to beat Pittsburgh. You just mapped it out there. They couldn't stop the Ravens' run game. That's not going anywhere. It's been the Ravens' MO for years now. Derrick Henry's not going anywhere. How did they adjust? Do their rest of their offseason moves, are they tailored to stop the Ravens' run
game? Malik Harrison is. Yeah. That's one. But, you know, I mean, that's your first down guy. But, yeah, they've got to get much better that way. And the other thing is, Nolan, is they can't score points. That's they can't stop the run. They can't score points.
How about one more text here? Says the Ravens are never active early in free agency, especially this year with their current cap situation and roster needs. Did people really expect that to change? The Stanley deal was a surprise for me and good enough news to hold me down. I'll sit back and watch every other team make their early panic moves.
I think what they'll end up doing, Derrick Henry will get a new deal. I think that'll be one thing. And then I think they'll add a veteran, you know, maybe not soon. My guess is veteran receiver, veteran, maybe corner. Veteran corner, veteran receiver.
We'll talk more about that subject when we come back. As a matter of fact, news from the Nats Ravens needs as we sit here on March 11th. League year starts officially tomorrow, by the way. We're still a few weeks away from the NFL draft. By the way, speaking of that, tomorrow, right? Draft profiles begin.
Yep. We'll start with safeties.
We're going to start safety because it's a deep class. Ravens have been linked to a couple, even though one guy at the combine may have played himself out of the 27th pick in a good way for him. So stay tuned for that. Buy or sell 12:15. Where's the turn up Tuesday money? And then Jacob Calvin Meyer, Baltimore Sun. Talk about the Orioles taking on the Yankees. Give you the lineups. Gunnar Henderson. Are we worried about opening day? His availability for it. We'll talk to Jacob around 12:30.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's Almaced.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.